Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. We're getting into the chilly fall and winter months, but healthcare providers want you to stay active. That's easier said than done. No one wants to go for a walk in cold temps or drive to the gym on an icy road. There's a term for staying home and making use of your surroundings to work out. It's called cozy cardio. Claire Spires is an exercise physiologist at OSF. She says you don't have to rush out and buy at-home workout equipment or sign up for an app. For example, you don't need heavy store-bought weights.
Maybe you're doing some bigger muscle groups, biceps, quads. You could add more weight to that. But typically, those at-home workouts are made that you can do it with something like a soup can or a water bottle, too.
Keep that water bottle handy for hydration, too. Also, keep safety in mind. After all, if you're normally at a gym or park, you have others who can step in quickly. If you're home alone, you're on your own. So Spire says to scan the room before you start the workout. Remove trip hazards like cords and rugs.
If you're somebody who feels like you could use a little extra stability, maybe working out next to a counter that you can hold on to, nothing that's going to move on you quickly.
Have a phone handy in case you need to call 911. And don't overdo it. Start slow and work up to a more intense workout. The American Heart Association recommends 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise or 75 minutes of vigorous exercise a week. Spread that out over several days. It's a process, but you'll like the benefits. Lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol, less chance of diabetes, and less chance of heart disease. You might also see improved mood and sleep. That's Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. For a podcast of these programs, go to WYTYradio.com. For more on OSF, visit OSFHealthcare.org. For OSF, I'm Tim Dittman.